On this episode of The Local Click, we welcome back the CEO of DTC Communications, Mr. Casey Krueger, as well as Network Administrator for DTC, Mr. Chris Young. Of course, Justin is here with his tech news, and we'll also have some information about the 75th anniversary of DTC, so stay tuned.
Learn more about fun local events and interesting people throughout the heart of Middle Tennessee with a dash of everyday tech talk thrown in for good measure. The Local Click starts now.
Welcome to The Local Click. The Local Click is the technology-based podcast brought to you by DTC Communications each and every month, where we talk all things technology and local people. And with me again, Mr. Justin Malden. How's it going today, Justin?
Going very well. Blessed with another day.
Absolutely. And blessed with some really nice weather lately, too.
We have been. That's good and bad. I mean, it's great for us because we have nice, pretty weather. Don't know that our farmers and our lawns and stuff probably appreciate it as much as we do.
Yeah, need a little more rain, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely need some more precipitation.
Yeah,
on that front. But yeah, the weather's holding up well. I think maybe we're through our last cold snap, and now I say that, and we'll probably have one here in another week as a result of that.
Right. Yeah, you jinxed us, right? But that's okay. But it's been a great. Time of the month, really. And you know, May is so busy with graduations. It is that time of year where a lot of students finally get to walk across the line, throw that hat in the air, and celebrate. So are you excited to go to a few graduations yourself?
I always go to graduations every single year. Was looking at the calendar, and I think there are three graduations between a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday that I'll end up being at in some shape, form, or fashion this year. So, quite a bit. And that's just high school graduations. You got to remember, you got pre-K graduations, you got kindergarten graduations, you got elementary school graduations, you got eighth grade graduations, you got college graduations. the list goes on.
A lot of celebrating.
There's a lot of celebrating for graduates. There's a lot of graduates all over the board.
Yeah. Well, the weather is getting nicer, and with nice weather comes yard work. So around our house, we've been doing some yard work, having some trees removed and fixing up a few things we've been putting off for a while. But it's that time now where the project list is starting to get deep. Are you looking at your property as well and trying to get things ready?
I'm always doing something with my property, and I've told you this before. I have a benefit that you don't have.
Oh, really?
That I live within the municipal limits of a small town. And part of the perks of that is we get brush pickup.
Ooh.
I am fairly certain that they probably have someone dedicated to my property for brush pickup at this point in time. With as much as I have utilized that.
I'm glad I don't work in that department, because I think I'd be a little too busy for my liking.
You need to take care of it now, too, because if you don't now, everything's going to grow up. It's going to be green. It's going to be, you can get it done, but it's going to be a lot more difficult
if you don't
take care of it now. If you're not getting on it now, I'd probably wait till the fall
before doing those
things.
Window is closing very rapidly, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's going to be a fun show this month on The Local Click. A little bit later in the program, we'll have DTC employee Chris Young, who is a network administrator. He'll be with us, and he's always into some kind of technology.
Wait. It's our employee, Chris Young. It is not the country star, Chris Young.
No, it is not Young.
I may have been slightly confused on who we were going to have today. We have an even better Chris Young then.
I would say we do. I prefer our Chris Young.
No knock on.
Now, I've never asked our Chris Young if he's a singer, per se.
I bet he could sing some pretty mean bass.
Maybe.
I bet he could.
Maybe I should have asked him that. So, but great guy. Very, very smart guy, by the way, too. And very lucky to have him on the show. And he'll tell us a little bit about what he does day to day here at DTC. I think a lot of the people that watch our podcast and listen to it will probably know Chris if they're from the area. And then also coming up in a few minutes, we've got a special video celebrating 75 years of DTC being a cooperative, where we actually got to speak with our board of directors and our CEO, Mr. Casey Krueger, and do a little video about that. And we're going to share that with everybody on the podcast for this month. And speaking of our CEO, Mr. Casey Krueger, he's coming up next on The Local Click. we're very fortunate to have back on the program Mr. Casey Krueger, the CEO of DTC. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be back.
I know. You know, you're really not new anymore. You've been here for a year. So,
it's been a year. I think this is my third time on the podcast.
I know.
Well,
we appreciate that.
I'm getting used to it.
Well, it's always great to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. You've heard that old phrase.
There you go.
Yep. So, we appreciate you being here today. And I know today we're going to talk about something that's a little bit different and something new for DTC, and that is Tri-Lite Mobile. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited to learn more about it. I know probably everyone else is as well. So, tell us more about this new addition to the lineup and what it is exactly and why we're in this business now.
Sure. So, Tri-Lite Mobile. So DTC officially launched Tri-Lite Mobile on March 23rd. So we've been in it for about a month and a half. And but where it kind of started was the seven telecommunications cooperatives in the state got together and we said there's got to be a better way to do mobile. You know, mobile is expensive, mobile is complex, mm-hmm. and it's impersonal.
Yeah.
So how can we do it better? So our version of that is Tri-Lite Mobile. We came up with better pricing. We came up with better customer service, and it still has nationwide coverage. So we really feel like it's a great product, and it's really going well so far.
And when you say Tri-Lite Mobile, you mean literally this is mobile phone service. This is cell phones. This is the devices we carry around every day, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about one of the big questions everyone always asks about, and that's coverage.
Coverage.
So what can you tell us about our coverage?
So coverage would be just the same as the big guys. So nationwide coverage. So if you have a large carrier today, coverage will be just exactly the same as what you have today.
That's easy.
That's very easy.
Yeah, and that's what people want to know, because I know back in the early days of cell phone coverage, even in our service areas, there were certain places, you know, that were maybe a compromise situation, that
sure.
sort of thing. But really, you're not compromising by switching to Tri-Lite Mobile on your coverage, because if you're getting coverage now, more than likely with whoever you're with, you're probably going to be fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you have good coverage in an area today, you'll have good coverage there with Tri-Lite Mobile. But if you have poor coverage in an area today, you'll probably have poor coverage with Tri-Lite Mobile as well.
Right.
So whatever you have with the big carriers, you're going to have with Tri-Lite Mobile.
Now, what about pricing, though? Because I know that's probably number two question. Okay, first is, can I use the phone where I want to? And two is, how much does it cost? So are we competitive, and are we doing any kind of special deals to help kick this off?
Sure. So our pricing is extremely competitive. So our pricing begins at $29.99 a month.
That's really good.
That's our unlimited package.
Okay.
So really what we've seen so far throughout our launch is it's an opportunity for customers to really save a good portion of money. You know, we moved our lines over to Tri-Lite Mobile, our personal lines, mm-hmm. and we saved a good chunk of money. So that's really what we're seeing as a main driver for a lot of our consumers is, you know, they're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, you know, 3-4 lines. And so they can move, customers can move their lines over and pay $29.99 per line. And I mean, that's it. There's no, you know, a lot of fees and charges. I mean, it's $29.99 a month.
It's very simple and easy to understand that
it's
way.
It's flat.
Too.
And but along with that, we're also offering a special promotion right now. Get your first line free for a year. So move over to Tri-Lite Mobile, get your first line free for a year. I had somebody ask me the other day, well, what if I just have one line? And I said, move it over and get it free for a year.
Yeah.
You don't need four lines, and you know, you don't have to move four lines to get one free. Just if you only have one, move it over and get it free for a year.
There's no catch. It's just a real simple, great offer.
And that's really what we tried to build into Tri-Lite Mobile is just no gimmicks, no catches, $29.99 a month, great customer service, great coverage, you know, really tried to make mobile simple.
So who is eligible to sign up for Tri-Lite Mobile?
So to be eligible to sign up for Tri-Lite Mobile, you must be a DTC internet or broadband customer.
Okay.
So those bundle together and you tie that all together.
So as long as you do business with DTC and have our internet service, then you are eligible to sign up for one of these Tri-Lite plans, even the free promotion, right?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Okay. And if you don't have our internet service yet, but you want to sign up for Tri-Lite, great time to switch to our internet too,
great
right?
Great time to switch for internet. We have some great internet promotions going on, and then you can move your cell phone lines over and get your first line free as well.
So. Wow. If I already have a cell number I want to keep, can I keep my number?
Absolutely. We port numbers over every day. So you can keep your current cell phone number. If you want a new cell phone or a new cell phone number, we can do that as well. But if you have a number that you've had for 20 years, we can port it over and move it over to Tri-Lite Mobile.
Oh, that seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone uses more and more data on their phones these days. Honestly, probably people use their phones more for data and surfing than they do even for talking.
Absolutely. So,
what kind of data plans are offered on Tri-Lite?
So we have three plans. We have a by the gig plan. So if you just sit, that's probably more for like a flip phone user.
Okay.
So we do sell flip phones. So if you want to just, if you want to pay by the gig, you can pay by the gig. But our most popular plan is our unlimited plan. So that comes with 30 gig of data and 5 gig of hotspot. And then we have our unlimited max plan, which is 50 gig of data and 10 gig of hotspot.
Oh, wow.
But the vast majority of our customers are on our unlimited plan, which is 30 gig of data. And the vast majority, only less than 1% of our customers even get remotely close to reaching that 30 gig. So while your big carriers give you the true unlimited plan, 30 gig of data is more than enough for most people.
Right. Realistically speaking.
Realistically. Yeah.
And let's say I'm on the unlimited plan after a month or two. I don't think I would, but I decide to change and I want to upgrade. Am I able to do that at any time?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it via the app or you can give us a call and
Oh, wow. You can even do it on the app. You don't have to stop in.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. What about long-term commitments or contracts or anything like that?
No contracts, no long-term commitments. So, well, I mean, we've really made it really simple.
Well, it really is. I mean, a lot of the barriers to getting, you know, service with most carriers are some of the things I'm asking about right now. And I think people may be blown away by the way you've approached this.
And that's one thing that as people have tried to move to Tri-Lite Mobile, and they've tried to get out of contracts or terms with some of the other folks.
Proven that point, right?
It's been very difficult to get out of some contracts and things that other folks have in place. So that's something that we've just really tried to make it simple and easy to do business with.
Let's say they already have a phone they want to keep. Can they keep that phone and move it over to Tri-Lite?
Absolutely. That's the vast majority. As of right now, the vast majority of folks are, we call it BYOD, or bring your own device.
Okay.
So the vast majority of folks are bringing their own device right now. About 85% of our customers right now have brought their own device. So if you have it's an iPhone 15, iPhone 16, bring it over and we can port your number and bring your own device.
So it just needs to be an unlocked device?
Unlocked, yep. So being unlocked means it has to be paid off from another provider. Okay. Just make sure that it's updated to the most recent software version. Mm-hmm. So if it's iPhone, make sure it's updated for the most recent version. You come in, we have to have a port PIN number, make sure it's updated. We have to have your account number, and it's a 5 to 10 minute process to make it happen.
That's pretty simple, man.
Yep.
What if someone's signing up for a new service, or they just honestly they want a new phone? Maybe theirs is on its way out. Do we offer those kind of options where we can help them with new phones in
Absolutely.
The store?
So in all of our stores, we stock 8 phones in all of our stores. So we stock the latest and greatest iPhones, the latest and greatest Samsung phones. We have some cost-effective phones as well, Samsungs and iPhones. And we, like I said, we even stock flip phones. So we have an option for everybody. That should meet everybody's needs. If the phones that we stock in the stores aren't what somebody wants, you can also go to our website and you can sign up. We've had several folks go to our website, and you can do everything. If you want to purchase a phone, if you want a new number, if you want to port your number, you can also do all of that online.
Okay.
So if you don't want to come into the store and don't want to talk to somebody, you can also do all of that online.
Well,
and they'll ship you a phone and they'll be ready to go.
Well, how long does it typically take? Let's say that I've decided I want to make the switch and I go in person, for instance, and bring my unlocked phone. How long does that process normally take to get someone switched over?
As long as you have your, like I said, your port PIN number and your account number and your phone's unlocked and updated, 5 to 10 minutes. Usually it's pretty quick.
Wow.
If you don't have that, it can take a little bit longer. If you want a new phone, usually that's a little bit of a longer process. You know, we'll have to get the new phone out of the box, get it updated, get your data switched over. So it usually takes maybe, you know, depending on how that process goes, maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe up to an hour.
Which would take that long anyway, really, anytime you get a new phone.
Yeah, even if you ordered an iPhone and had it shipped to your house, it's going to take that long to do that at home.
Right.
So new phones take a little bit longer, but if you just want to move your number from another carrier to Tri-Lite, it's a pretty quick transition.
Okay. So one of the things that I've seen mentioned in some of the information that I've seen about Tri-Lite Mobile is a feature called Hotspot 2.0. Now, can you explain more what that is and what benefit that would be to the average user?
We have nationwide coverage that's comparable or that matches the nationwide carriers. But this is where we really feel that our service is better in Middle Tennessee. So Hotspot 2.0 is we have thousands and thousands and thousands of Wi-Fi routers deployed throughout Middle Tennessee. So all those routers have a Tri-Lite mobile SSID or a Wi-Fi network connected to them and displaying on those. So I'll give you an example. So say I'm driving across town, and as I'm driving across town, I'm on cellular data.
Right.
So I'm using cellular data. But as soon as I walk into, let's say, the coffee shop, and they have DTC internet, as soon as I walk into that coffee shop, I'm going to automatically connect to Tri-Lite mobile SSID. So at that point, I'm going to stop using cellular data, and I'm going to go on to the Wi-Fi network or start using the DTC fiber optic network. But let me take it a step further. So let's say we're out in the country, and we're down in a holler, and there's no cell service. So I have no cell service. So this is a situation that happens pretty often.
Yeah.
But this customer has fiber optic internet from DTC, and they have a Wi-Fi router that's broadcasting Tri-Lite mobile. So as soon as I get within range of that Wi-Fi router, I'm going to connect to that, and I'm going to have coverage. You must have your Wi-Fi turned on, but I'm going to have coverage when I'm in range of that Wi-Fi router when I wouldn't have cell phone coverage from the towers.
So really, Hotspot 2.0 gives us a lot better coverage in those places where typically we wouldn't have any coverage.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the way we have it set up is when you come in, we'll just download a QR code, it's called a profile onto your phone. And as you are out and about and you are within range of those routers, you will automatically connect to them.
Okay.
And there's no privacy concerns or anything like that. It's on a whole separate network. But you'll just automatically connect to them. And it provides, it's kind of like a mesh network, and it just provides a better network and a better experience across Middle Tennessee.
Or even if you're a DTC internet customer already and you have spotty cell phone coverage in your living room, for instance, like we do at our home, that phone will just use that Wi-Fi network with my DTC internet.
So in that situation, you're going to connect to your home network. So you're going to connect to Nick's Wi-Fi.
Okay, so this is if you were visiting.
But if you went to your mom's house and she doesn't have the greatest of service,
okay,
you're going to connect to Tri-Lite Mobile.
I got you.
So you'll automatically connect to her to Tri-Lite Mobile. You don't have to go and try to ask her for her Wi-Fi
password.
You don't
have to set it up,
yeah,
per se.
Exactly.
Okay. This is administered by DTC customer service people, right? This is not an out of state or out of country addition to our products.
Now, all of the customer support is the same folks that you know and trust right here in Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You go and do business with some of the large national carriers, and who knows who you're talking to, who knows where they live in the world.
Right.
You know, if you do business with Tri-Lite Mobile, you can walk into any of our offices, you can make a phone call, and you're going to talk to somebody right here, you know.
And there's a big trust issue there too, I think that solves. So
absolutely. And you know, if you're doing business with us already and you do internet business with us or TV or you know, landline telephone, there's a big deal to just bring all your services under one roof as well.
Right.
And not have to mess with multiple bills and multiple invoices.
Well, the price is right, the coverage is solid, the support is local, it's top notch. You have the phones that we need, or you can bring your own. It sounds like it's a pretty easy decision for most people. So if they're ready to make that decision, what's the next step?
Just go to our website, stop by an office, give us a call. I mean, it's been very easy so far. We've been launched for about a month and a half, and it has exceeded our expectations thus far. It's been a great product.
Well, I'm excited that we're in this market segment, and I'm excited that we're able to help our customers too.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us. You know, you're invited back anytime. You can come back and share anything going on anytime on the Local Click. So
we
know you're a busy person. We appreciate you taking the time to do this and also get the word out to our customers and just let everybody know what DTC is doing. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody stay tuned. We've got more of the show coming up in just a moment.
I'll get it. Grandpa! Grandpa!
Hey.
Want to play my new game with me?
Well, sure. I'd love to play your new game.
Let's go. Gotcha.
Wait,
give me a... No.
Oh.
I'm gonna catch you this time.
Sharing memories while staying connected. DTC Internet makes it all possible.
And for the second segment of the Local Click, we're going to mix things up just a bit. We've got a special video we'd like to share with you. We were very lucky to have enough time with all 10 of our board of directors at DTC to ask them some questions and get their input on some things, as well as our CEO, Mr. Casey Krueger. And we put together a little video kind of celebrating and highlighting 75 years of DTC and what makes us special and some of the values that we have. And we'd like to share that with you right now.
At DTC Communications, we've always believed that a strong connection is the backbone of a strong community. Whether you've been a member owner with us for decades, or you're a new neighbor who just joined our network in one of our growing service areas, our mission remains the same: to provide world-class technology with a local heart. In today's world, high-speed internet isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. For education, business, and staying in touch. Our board has overseen a massive investment to ensure that our entire region stays ahead of the curve with the fastest, most reliable network available as we continue building for the future.
A few years ago, DTC chose to build fiber to the home.
We got some grants to help build a fiber network, and I think we've built a pretty robust network.
It's really important that you connect as many communities as we got connected now. It's a big thing.
Most people in those areas wouldn't have world-class internet without DTC.
We can have the same privileges as the most modern family in New York City could have.
It just makes these customers' lives easier, and I'm proud to help serve them.
DTC is a member-owned cooperative, and those values guide every decision we make. We truly have a people-first philosophy, which means we answer to you, our customers, and our neighbors, rather than distant shareholders. It's a level of local accountability you simply won't find with big corporate providers.
We are a member-based company. Our members own our company.
And it makes your decision-making more thoughtful and more directed toward the customer.
I have to make decisions based on what I think the members' best interests are.
We try to work through those processes and strategies and come up with a plan that makes our community stronger and better.
To our members, we try to offer the best service we can.
It has been my pleasure to be a part of what began as a dream 75 years ago.
All of our employees live where you live, right here in Middle Tennessee. Our kids go to school here, we shop at the same grocery stores, attend the same sporting events, and share the same communities. DTC is committed to investing back into the places we all call home. We aren't just your service provider, we are proud to be your neighbor. That sense of understanding comes from being part of the community, and it cannot be replaced.
DTC puts a focus on being a community partner because it's owned by the community. It's owned by the people that we serve.
When you go to the schools, you see their sponsorships at public events. They're there.
We need to be out in our communities. We need to build that strong relationship.
Because in the end, the communities are the members.
It's just a good fit for DTC to be involved in the community and serve the schools and sponsor things in the community. You know, we live here too.
With so many options out there, we know you choose DTC for more than just a connection. You choose us because when you call, you talk to a real person. And when you need help, a neighbor shows up at your door to make it right. That personal touch is what truly defines the DTC difference.
In the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, people didn't have a modern way to communicate.
Now we have a 100% fiber to the home network.
Sometimes other providers are here for numbers and revenue. We're here to serve the members.
At DTC, it's a team sport.
If there's ever any issues, they're there.
Our prices are, I think, good as anybody's, and the service better.
Our customers, they choose us. And to me, I'm extremely grateful for that.
We've come a long way from simple telephone lines. Today, we offer cutting-edge services over our state-of-the-art fiber optic network. As technology continues to change, we promise to keep growing and innovating to meet your needs for years to come.
The cooperative world, you trying to serve the underserved,
but it is evolved so much.
Fiber now is the main thing. We've got good fiber for all our customers.
Fiber internet has become just as much of a utility as water and electric has.
The managers, the CEOs, it's kind of the same process that they went through back then that we're doing now.
We have a 100% fiber to the home network with endless possibilities.
Ten directors, five core values, and one dedicated team. Thank you for choosing DTC Communications. As we look ahead, we remain focused on building meaningful connections now and for generations to come.
And welcome back to the show. And for this segment of the Local Click, we have another DTC employee with us today, and that would be Mr. Chris Young, the network administrator for DTC. Chris, it's great to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nick.
I know we go way back, and some of these questions
that
we talk about, I may already know the answers to, but I want to share them with the audience. So just pretend I don't know on some of these, okay?
Let's do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Tell us about yourself and your family.
My name's Chris Young. I have a beautiful wife. I hope she's listening.
Good points.
Score some brownie points. I have a beautiful wife, three kids. Marissa is my wife. I've got Amelia. She's 12 years old. Adeline, who's 8. And my son, Ezra, who is 6. So I'm a DeKalb County native. I'm a product of DeKalb County. Went to DeKalb West School for K-8.
Go Bulldogs.
Bulldogs,
right?
Yeah. Right. And then finished out high school up at DeKalb County High School. And I went to Tennessee Tech. And after I graduated college, kind of moved away for a little bit and came back. And me and my wife's originally from Rome Rock City area in Smith County.
Okay.
And so we came back, and we live over in the best community in Smith County, New Middleton now. Over
there you go.
In that off New Middleton Highway. So
it is a pretty part of the country.
It is beautiful over there. We're glad to be there.
Talk about your career path and what led you eventually to DTC.
My bachelor's degree is in secondary education biology. So
okay.
My first career, I guess if you want to call it that, that was in education. And so I've taught in Texas and in Tennessee. And it was mostly middle school, but I did teach a couple high school grades here and there. And so, let's see, 2012, I graduated college, and that was in May. And then in June 2012, married my beautiful wife, as I've already said. And then in July of 2012, me and her moved to Fort Worth, Texas, and I continued some schooling down there. I'm an ordained minister, and so I went to a seminary in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
Was there for about 2 years. We had our first child, Amelia, there while we were down there, and I got really homesick, and I never thought I would, but I mean, there's no place like Middle Tennessee. Yeah.
And when you have children, it's a little different.
It is. Yeah. Grandparents want to see their grandkids.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, never mind about the son that you grew, that you raised and loved, but let me see those grandkids. So, we had the opportunity. We actually moved back, in the area. We lived in Livingston for about 5 years, and then we were able to kind of come home, if you will.
Yeah.
I was teaching over in Wilson County at Tucker's Crossroads for several years. I was kind of the tech guy on campus. And so
you were that guy.
I was that guy. Yeah. Yeah. And so whenever people would have issues with the computer or smart board or printer or whatever, apparently my name was the first one. And so they would call me and I would help them with their stuff, obviously. And then the computer teacher position came open. And they asked me if I would be willing to take that role. And so I did and started teaching the kids about keyboarding and typing and Windows and all of those different things. I got to talking to some of the other educators, and I wanted to begin to better myself. I think partly who I am is kind of a somebody that wants to help others.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of my heart as far as how I'm built or how I was created. And so, you know, in education, I firmly believe that teachers are called. I think that's a calling that people have. And I have absolute utmost respect for all teachers and educators out there. And I love the ones that I work with. But it's about lifting the kids up,
right,
and helping them better themselves. And, you know, with ministry, that's a whole nother thing as well, as lifting people up and bettering themselves in a way. And I really wanted to better myself. I wanted to be better at what I did. And so just talking with some of the other computer teachers, they were talking about some certifications, some different things. And so, you know, I went and learned about Adobe you know, Photoshop, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I just
creative
kinda,
stuff.
Yeah. And just it worked its way into, before I knew it, I was looking into like cybersecurity and listening to podcasts and, you know, watching YouTube videos. And I was like, man, this is something that's really interesting. And so I just kept moving forward in that. And I kind of got into a position where I felt like that was kind of where I wanted to go. In the course of life, you just have moments where you have to, you know, that was the decision that I felt like I needed to make. And so I got a cybersecurity certificate and then kind of was working on another. And I just so happened to see that DTC was looking for, you know, a network administrator. I put in the application, and to be on, I was probably around Thanksgiving because I just completed a cybersecurity certificate. And it was a snow day in January, and Miss Anita, she reached out to me and was like, hey, are you still interested in this job? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so I got to the point. Hang on, I need to back up because my first interaction with DTC, I cannot leave this out. My first interaction with DTC was whenever I was in college, and it actually is because of you, Nick, because you came and you were like, hey, do you like football? And I was like, yeah, I like football. And you're like, you want to film football? And I was like, sure. And so I was one of the contractors, I guess,
one of our star contractors.
Oh, yeah.
You really were. You were great at that job. You make a great videographer for sports.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
So that was your first interaction.
That was
with
my
DTC.
First interaction with DTC.
I'm glad I could have a small part in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I know that, you know, that. So we would go to the football games and film those, and those would be on DTC3. And I'd get my dinner bought every Friday night, and I'd get to go to the football game for free. And it was just a great experience, mm-hmm, overall. And I appreciate that. I do. Like, you took a chance on little old me, and I'd greatly appreciate that. You asked if I could help film the Woodbury Horse Show. And I was like, yeah, whatever you need me to do. And so I think I got there around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think we left around 2 a.m. that the next morning.
And you're probably still hearing music in your head from the horse show.
Yeah. I'm still just following the horses as they go around. But we did that. And that was what DTC paid me for those hours. That was actually the last bit of money I needed to buy the engagement ring so I could propose to my wife. Yeah. So,
well, I'm glad we could help with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So my marriage is in part thanks to DTC.
I love that.
So I had that moment with DTC in college. And so I kind of knew the company. I knew, a little bit of what most customers or people from the outside would know.
And right.
So then Miss Nita called me and she's like, are you still interested? And so I immediately said, yes, what do I need to do? And so we had an interview and I met my current boss, Ed Massey, the mm-hmm. best boss in the world. Hope he's listening too. But
you're getting a lot of points with a lot of people this podcast.
That was part of me coming on the podcast.
I understand.
Right?
So you're a very smart man. You know how this works. All right.
But
Ed is great, by the way.
He is. He's really, really bright. And
very, very smart.
Yep. He's a good boss.
Yep.
And I'll tell him I said that.
So that's how it all kind of began then.
Yeah,
you were really into education, and then this door opened up as your interest grew in technology, and here you are today.
Here I am today. Absolutely. I'm very, very glad that I've been given that opportunity.
Well, we're glad to have you. And for those that don't know what the term network administrator really means, because it's kind of, I wouldn't say vague, but there's a lot to fill in the gaps there. So can you explain, what does your job title really mean at DTC, network administrator?
A little bit of a difficult question. The network administrator, obviously, we look at the entire network that you have, our corporate network that all of the phone stores and all of the buildings sit on, all of the cameras, all of the key scans, anything and everything that even the laptops that our outside plant guys are using, they're using VPNs to be able to get information and emails and all of the infrastructure that's there in the corporate network. But as a internet service provider, there's also a larger network that we have to oversee and make sure that everything is running and doing those things.
That's a good point. You're doing internal network administrating for us as employees at DTC, but you're also helping the outside network too.
Yes, making sure that the different programs that we use or the different hardware, switches, routers, different software that we use, like Windows 11 and different things like that, making sure that all of those are working cohesively together. And so you've got specialists like Tim Patton. I know you're going to have Tim on later on. He is our lead network engineer. And so he is a specialist in that he knows a lot more than I could ever hope to know about switches and routers and how the traffic and bandwidth flow and how you might be reaching a server in another state or another country and how that gets to, your router in your house.
Right.
And so there's specialists all over the place. You've got like Carl Byford in engineering. He's a specialist in our mapping and CAD and working out where are all of the poles and fiber strands are going to go. And
right.
Even our very own Nick Noakes is a specialist in, DTC3 and all those different things. And so, a network administrator is more of a generalist, and that means that we have our hands in a lot of different aspects in the company. And so I see a network administrator as more of a bridge in between the specialists. And so the network, you have Tim Patton in networking. Sometimes he needs to go and relate or find something out that is outside of maybe his norm.
Right.
And I help bridge the gap. That's what I see. If there's a new piece of software that the engineers need, or they need an update to that, So that's kind of bridging that gap and making sure that different people have the different pieces that they need.
Talk about the security aspects of being a network administrator, because I mean, that's something that's in the news even, yeah. I mean, all the time. What is that like?
It needs to be seen in layers. And so if you think about physical security in a building, you're going to have locked doors, you're going to have cameras, you're going to have, you know, maybe a badge scan where only certain people can get in. You're going to have all of these different layers that ultimately protect what's there.
Right.
And so it's security in layers. And that's kind of how we have it set up at DTC, in that there's different layers of security that we implement to keep our employees safe, but also the data that our customers entrust to us safe.
Right.
You need to update, you need to improve, you need to make sure that, you know, if something is broken, that it gets fixed so that you can protect the stuff that you need to protect.
Now, what about AI? Has that affected the way that you do your job?
It does, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of, I know it's a buzzword, and then some people kind of take it as kind of scary type. The unknown, I think, is more scary than what.
Yeah.
And once you kind of get in and look at it, you kind of
understand it more.
And I'm not saying I understand AI in its entirety, but we do use different aspects of AI. And so we have some programs that uses AI to monitor different aspects of the network, like usage. And if we have a spike in bandwidth usage, it alerts us and let us know. And so,
like having an extra set of eyes on things.
Right? And it also is really good at finding patterns. And so whenever we are looking at possible security aspects, finding patterns of things that aren't necessarily normal, even network administrators have to go to sleep sometime. And yeah. So having an AI program that is monitoring the network
24/7.
Yeah. And can, if something is going on, can send me an email, and even though it might be 2 a.m., can wake me up and say, hey, you need to look at this because right. this isn't normal.
Right.
I mean, that helps us, again, in that security aspect, that helps us protect our business, but also helps us protect the customers that have given us the ability to help them.
Right.
The usage of AI in especially in technology, but in other places, will continue to grow. But I don't think we can forget, you know, what makes that human interaction and what makes
right.
good customer service, what makes a good relationship. And so I think more that'll lift that up more than anything.
Be more important than ever.
That yeah. I might be completely wrong on that. And if I am, everybody listening can come tell me I'm wrong. But that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thought. So
speaking of customer service, and it's a big part of what we do at DTC, I think it's one of the things that really sets us apart
yes.
as a company is the pride that we take in taking care of our customers. But do you have any particular story maybe of a time you helped someone? It could be internal, you know, DTC employees, or it could be external customer that were you able to help them out of a bind and really make a difference in their problem?
I don't know that I have one particular yeah. just instance, but every one of the Digium phone systems that we put in at businesses that are installed by our really good outside plant techs and are programmed by our central office, every single one of those, I set up the virtual device that it's sitting on. And so all of those different pieces, like the little pieces, all of the Ubiquiti Wi-Fi access points, mm-hmm. I program the Wi-Fi access, the Ubiquiti stuff that we come in. And so I put them on I program them, put them on a controller. And so whenever the outside plant guy comes to your house, he can install them. Me and another coworker of mine, we work with video a lot. And so mm-hmm. we do a lot of so if you've got DTC TV and you call in with an issue, you might talk to TCC, and then we go in and we're trying to figure out, you know, what's actually going on.
People see the benefits of it, but they don't realize that you had a hand in it.
Yeah, and so another aspect of that is me and another employee that we have, Connor Powell, we kind of implement our tech team. You might see us, you know, out at a local business that needs some help with their setting up a firewall on their network or setting up a switch or something like that. My job helps other people be able to do their job better.
Now, when you go home, are you as immersed in technology at your house, or are you like, you know, I've dealt with this all day, I need a break, and things are pretty simple at home? Where would you put yourself on that scale?
I play video games with my kids, you know, but as far as I can't, you know, turn my lights on from outside. I don't have all of the
smart home things,
the IoT, Internet of Things. I don't have all of those different things.
So you don't go overboard at home is what you're saying.
No, like my oldest daughter came and she was like, "Dad, I want a 3D printer for my birthday." And I was like, "That means I get a 3D printer."
You're like, "Yeah, sign me up. Let's do go. It. Yeah."
And so her birthday was last month, and so we got her a 3D printer. And but like we fight for whose turn it is to to print stuff off. And it's, you know, I've printed some, you know, like a phone charger that holds like the wireless charger for my phone, right, like a stand, and some different things like that.
But it turns out it was a big hit with her, though.
It absolutely is. Yeah. So we've printed off like little animal, like little toys, and I may have printed off a sword or something, just being a nerd, but
I love it.
Yeah. So I want to make a good mix. And also with that, with my daughter, I haven't just pushed that on her,
right,
but this is a moment where we can talk about like, okay, what's the difference between files? Cause you have to download one file, you have to convert it to another. To be able to,
so you're using it as a teaching moment.
Almost. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So she's learning how to work on, and I've got a little Raspberry Pi set up that she uses. And so, you know, letting her see something different besides like a Windows or a Google Chrome, letting her see, you know,
different side of technology.
Absolutely. And so it's a teaching moment, and it's just kind of like a moment where we get to kind of bond and we can talk about stuff that mom or the other two don't necessarily know about. And so, yeah, I see that as very beneficial for both of us, obviously because it's a 3D printer, but also because it's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
I do want to step away, and I do, like, you know, got to go outside and play basketball and do those types of things as well. Go, you know, walk in the woods and hunt and stuff like that. But technology has also made life better in a lot of ways. And sure. So
if you see someone that is thinking possibly of making that pivot from their current career into technology, so to speak, kind of like you did, right? What would you say is maybe the number one certificate that they could work on that might help open some doors in a career like network administration or things like that?
If you want like certificates, CompTIA has several, and then we have some of the employees here also have, there's CompTIA A+, and that's more of an IT Windows and printers and different operating systems, different programs like that. Then you can, CompTIA also has Network Plus, and that's more of a switches and routers and subnetting, all the different topics that can kind of get you in the door and kind of get your feet wet in that type of thing. I'm currently working on my CCNA, which is a Cisco. Cisco is a brand of switches and routers, but Cisco certified network administration certificate. That's what I'm working on right now. And
it sounds fun.
It's in depth. I'll say that.
But it adds a lot of worth to
it does
to you as an employee at DTC
absolutely.
To have that knowledge. So.
Absolutely. If you want to get certificates, absolutely go for it. And those are a couple that can kind of let you know, you know, is this something that I want to pursue? I'm a big advocate of just experience. One of the really cool things about DTC is they are really involved in the community. And we've actually started a Cyber Patriot program at the DeKalb County High School. So back in the old stomping grounds, back in 2007, you know, you're walking the halls. But Cyber Patriots is a competition that's put on by United States Air Force, United States Space Force. And it is learning about Windows and Linux and Cisco. And so they've got different competitions where the kids go in and they have to try to secure a Microsoft server. And so we've actually worked with the after school program at the high school, and kids that are in after school, they one or two days a week, they can come and we kind of go over. And so DTC has let me still have that moment where I can go and I can teach. There was 40 new groups that started this past year, 40 of them, and we scored in the top 15 of the 40 nationally.
Wow.
So shout out to those guys. This is for the person, the high schooler, middle schooler that might be interested now. I'd say get into it right now and learn as much as you can and get as much experience as you can. But I wanted to do a plug for Cyber Patriots, because that would be a great way to learn learn those things and get involved in that way.
Well, Chris, thanks for all you do. It's great to have you on board at DTC, and I'm glad I had an extremely small part in maybe opening the early doors to your career here. So.
It's all because of you, Nick.
All because of a simple football game, right? That's exactly right. Everybody stay tuned. We've got more of the program coming up in just a minute.
Do you know what room the router's in? I can't get onto my Zoom meeting.
Try it in our spacious new family room.
Okay. Still not working.
Try it in our beautiful backyard.
Still nothing!
Your new home checked everything off your list, except for internet from DTC.
Oh, come on!
Sign up at dtccom.net for fast and reliable internet.
And it's time to hand the microphone over to Mr. Justin Malden, like we like to each and every month. He's going to let us know all the things going on in technology land in his segment called Tech News Roundup.
So we had some delays, but the momentum kept going, and finally we are doing something that we haven't done in a couple generations.
Okay.
And that's, we are back officially in deep space.
Nice.
The Artemis II rocket finally took off. And listen, major milestone, the first time that we have been out into deep space in a very long time. We're sending rockets up like crazy.
Yeah.
And we're sending lots of things into low Earth orbit, into Earth orbit. But this is the first time that we have sent astronauts outside of Earth's orbit in this, I mean, this millennium at this point. And so the crew for the mission for the Artemis II, for the first time that we've had this, it's the first mission. they went over 250,000 miles and orbited, basically slingshotted around the moon. The engineering behind it is phenomenal, that they basically slingshotted around the moon with very little engine input to launch, go around the moon, and then come back and land back in the ocean here. It's the farthest that humans have ever been from Earth, though. So they went further than any astronaut even did during the Apollo missions, with as far away from the Earth as they got. So very interesting. There's a new record for human spaceflight that's been set, but this is just the first. They're going to put boots back on the ground on the moon. That's the ultimate goal, is to visit the moon again. So pretty neat, pretty interesting to see. One of the biggest changes that we had during this mission, though, compared to the Apollo missions, we did have some video footage then, but it was not the same quality, where we had coverage the entire time from the time they launched to the time they got up. There was a blackout when they got around to the backside, to the dark side of the moon, what it is actually called. We're not talking about the album. When they got to the dark
side. Which is great, by the way.
Yes. When they got to the dark side of the moon, we did have a blackout there. But listen, they were taking photos on iPhones that were getting sent back to the Earth, where they're taking photos. And I remember when I saw the first couple of photos, like, this is insane that they're up there, they're capturing these photos, but they haven't even made it around the moon or anything yet. Right. We've already got these photos back, you know, in their full quality. So it was interesting to not only to know it was happening, but to be able to see it and almost feel like you were a part of it.
Yeah.
So very, very neat. Another big story that's going on right now. So in Britain, in Australia, and we're going to see, because this is going to come to the U.S., you know, Chris talked about all these kind of things, technology related, and there come some things that you have to consider with your use of technology. And Britain and Australia are looking at the use of children with the internet specifically. And they are pushing and implementing age restrictions on being able to utilize the internet. And so you've got to be able to prove your age and who you are. And so Australia is restricting social media for those under 16 years old. The UK is looking at doing the same thing. And actually even recently here in the state of Tennessee, this isn't social media related, but the state legislature here just passed a bill that's going to ban, beginning the next school year, elementary school students won't be able to use Chromebooks or digital technology.
Really?
So they're going to have, they're going to go back old school, pencil and paper and textbooks.
I have not heard that.
And wow. Now it is just elementary school, so it's the younger kids.
But right.
They're going to pull them away from the screen time. Because as we see, technology is a good thing, but we also have to, it's that balancing act, as Chris said, of, yeah. of you know, the pros and cons of it and what's good. And so there's a debate already. It's not just here, but there's a global debate on the usage of the internet and especially social media for young people. And some states already have age restrictions for certain things to be able to access it. And the thing you have to do if you're putting age restrictions, you have to prove your age. Well, how do you prove your age? By providing some sort of identification. So
information. Yeah.
So you've got privacy concerns right. there, because that's more information that's being out there. And again, you got to weigh those privacy concerns with, you know, is there more harm than good that's happening? So that's for the listeners to decide where they fall on that.
Right.
That's not for us to decide. But just some things to keep up with. I mean, parents, schools, corporations, lots of considerations are going to have to be given across the board. I've trimmed out for time's sake some things, but I had nothing AI related this month. We're always talking about AI. So we took a little bit of a break from it this time. But listen, we're getting into that time of the year over the next few months. We're going to have lots of tech announcements mm-hmm. and tech news that's going to be coming out with software launches and revisions and hardware products being announced. So there'll be lots to talk about. That's all we got for today.
That's why we have you around.
Yes.
We're glad you're here to keep us informed and entertained. And before we go, we always like to let you know where DTC will be this month. And for the month of May, on May 5th, DeKalb Middle School will be having a career day, and we'll be there for that event. And on May the 8th, Cannon County Elementary will be having a career day, and we'll also be there for that one. And wrapping it up will be May the 13th, which is Older Americans Day, at the DeKalb Community Complex, and we'll be there too. So we hope to see you out and about in our communities. And I think that's going to do it for this month on The Local Click. Thank you, Justin, for everything that you do and for your news and helping us out. You do a great job also behind the scenes. A lot of the segments that Justin is not on camera, he's pushing all those magic buttons on the equipment in the control room. So, Justin, thanks for all you do to make this podcast work.
Well, listen, always a pleasure to be here. Appreciate you hosting this and getting everything lined up and pulling a lot of interesting information out of our guest making them feel comfortable and at home, so to say, whenever they come on here. It's always great to be able to have people who want to be on here.
That's right.
Listen, when we've gotten to the point that we have people asking about the podcast, I think I don't want to brag on us, and a lot of it has to do with you as the main host here, but I think that says a lot for what we're doing, and yeah. We've been doing this for a while now, and listen, it's something that I look forward to, and I see people out in my community and in my hometown that talk about it, and we'll bring stuff up for what's going on here, and so there's a lot of people that enjoy it, and it's a pleasure to be able to be a part of it.
Well, I appreciate that, and we appreciate all of our listeners and viewers, because without you, there would be no podcast. So we'd like to thank our CEO, Mr. Casey Krueger, for joining us again today and telling us more about Trilite Mobile. And by the way, you need to check that out. Go to dtccom.net and learn more, or stop by any of the stores. It's a great deal. And if you're thinking of switching, or even if you're not, you may want to give it a shot, because it's a good time to do so. I also want to thank Mr. Chris Young, our network administrator for DTC, for joining us and telling us about some of the things that he does in DTC land. And of course, we always thank you, our listeners and viewers, for being with us each and every month. And on that note, we say so long until the month of June.
Learn more about the show by visiting us online at thelocalclick.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast or video platform so you won't miss our next episode of The Local Click. See you next month.